With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The White House admits to being concerned about indications that one of the world's leading state sponsors of terrorism is accelerating its quest to develop nuclear weapons.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriching uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel says one of its chief goals in the ongoing Gaza offensive is to locate and rescue hostages taken by Hamas during its October attack on Israeli civilians. Israel says its forces operate both above and below ground in the maze of Hamas tunnels. More rebel targets in Iraq have been hit by U.S. missiles. It's retaliation for scores of attacks on American military personnel in the region. Visiting Mexico, Secretary of State Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will meet today with Mexican President Obrador. They'll discuss the migrant crisis as another huge caravan of at least 6,000 people makes its way north through Mexico, its sights set on crossing into the U.S. illegally. Also at SRNNews.com, across the central and the northern plains, they're still digging out from a massive winter storm that's brought lots of snow and ice, fierce winds, blizzard conditions this week across a vast area. Parts of Kansas and South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska were affected, and ice poses a big challenge across parts of Minnesota and North Dakota. Dow futures down 2 points. This is SRN News. Life is getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. The church's governing synod has issued a strongly worded rebuke. This is SRN News. Multiple cases of eye drop contamination are bringing demands for action.
Repeated recalls of eye drops are drawing new attention to the limited powers U.S. regulators have to oversee medical products made overseas. Unlike prescription drugs, eye drops and other over-the-counter products don't get preliminary review by the Food and Drug Administration. In the case of two eye drop recalls earlier this year, FDA inspectors had never previously visited the plants in India. In both cases, when FDA inspectors arrived on site, they found dangerous conditions. Keith Peters reporting.
With the Republican primaries approaching, new poll finds party members not sure that votes in the presidential nominating contest will be counted accurately. Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the primary will be accurate. That according to a new AP NORC poll. More details, SRNNews.com.